Joining us right now is a gentleman we've spoken to many times before, and he's one of the leading experts on city life in general in America, and specifically California. He is the urban studies professor at Chapman University and the author of The New Class Conflict. It's a pleasure to welcome back to the show Joel Kotkin. Joel, how are you?
Okay, nice to be here.
Appreciate it. Back in 2014, it was pointed out by demographers that some point in 2014, Latinos would pass whites as the largest ethnic group in California. Has that happened?
Well, that's what the demographers are telling us. I mean, if it's not, if it hasn't happened yet, it's going to happen within the next year or two. And I've been actually reviewing the numbers, and it's interesting. I mean, it's not as some might suggest, because Latinos are having big families. They're not. It's really a product of a very slow population growth by California standards. You know, 20 years ago we were growing twice the national average. Now we grow the national average and may dip below it. So there's fewer Californians, and of course there's been a massive migration of both whites and African Americans out of California over the last 20 years. So Latinos, you know, are basically have the momentum, but it's not because the population is booming. It's because other groups are either not having kids or are leaving. And, you know, sort of the inertia of the mass migration of the 70s and 80s is catching up. And so we have a plurality of Latinos and probably a majority at some point.
Actually, the LA Times is saying it already has happened. But again, they can't say on this date at this time specifically. But according to the LA Times, they're saying that as of July 1st, 2014, 14.99 million Latinos live in California, edging out the 14.92 million whites. So saying it happened some time ago, actually. Now, what does it mean? What are the implications? What does it mean for the state of California, for the United States in general?
Well, I think the biggest issue in my mind is not whether we have more Latinos than whites. First of all, Latinos as an ethnic group are, if you will, a very fluid one. There's a high degree of intermarriage. Many Latinos are, you know, very much European in how they look at themselves or how they identify themselves. And, of course, they share many of the same cultural attributes of Anglo-Americans. You know, most of them are Christians. So it's there's not, you know, necessarily such a large gap. What worries me, and I think should be worrying people, but doesn't seem to occur to our Latino politicians to so much, is what's happening economically. I've been doing a lot of work now comparing, for instance, Latinos in Texas and Latinos in California. You would think California is progressive and open-minded and a great place for it to be a minority. Well, it turns out that overwhelmingly the Latinos do, you know, somewhat better in Texas. And I think that's really interesting. I mean, I just did a study for the Center for Opportunity Urbanism, which is a group in Houston, and we were comparing incomes. You know, Latinos in L.A. and basically don't make more money than Latinos in Dallas, and yet the cost of living is much lower. So I think that we ought to be thinking about what we're doing. I mean, one of the things that really disturbed me, and this does affect many Latinos, is we have, you know, this minimum wage, which I understand why people want it. But the fact that half the workers in L.A. would be covered by a $15 minimum wage tells us we're not creating for the new Angelenos, many of whom are Latino, the opportunities that existed for previous migrants who came from other parts of the country.
Well, and of course, we've got the, you know, the 800-pound gorilla in the room here is the fact that when we talk about Latino workers or immigrant workers in general, they kind of get lumped together, ignoring the fact that one of the driving agents of this poverty is an illegal labor force. And you can't divorce that from, obviously, and I know you don't, but I mean, that's the issue that we're really talking about, is this: the move up the economic ladder of success is retarded by the endless flow of cheap and abundant labor that comes in illegally.
Well, I think there's some truth to that, and certainly a lot of it is inertia, because I don't think they're coming as much as they used to. Actually, Mexican migration has been, you know, much slower than it has been in the past. But I do think the other big factor is the kind of policies we have. I mean, basically, California is now a colony of San Francisco. We have a policy that works very well for San Francisco. Expensive energy, well, they don't need to use it. They're not the Latino guy who drives from Chino to Long Beach every day to make a living. He gets killed by those policies. So, you know, we also are, you know, we're not part of the industrial boom. When I look at other parts of the country, there's been an industrial boom over the last 5-6 years. There's been a lot of good blue-collar jobs created in certain economies, and we don't do it because our state, our progressives, who always say how much they, you know, love minorities, are actually making sure that those minorities stay in a, you know, pretty depressed condition.
Well, that's been my argument for 20 years, that you couldn't create a more discriminating policy than the one that we have, because what we're doing is we're making our poor people compete with even poorer people. And the strain, this goes back to August 4th, 1977, when Jimmy Carter actually issued a white paper on this, talking about how the burden falls on municipalities and the local communities, and the social safety net is stretched to the breaking point as you have people who need everything coming into communities in great numbers. And there's not the social services that would be required to bring people up on par.
Right. And the focus increasingly in California is more on redistribution and in, you know, providing more subsidies or things like that, as opposed to saying, how do we create opportunity for Californians of all ethnic groups? And we're not really doing a very good job of that. We're creating a lot of very low income jobs that where people are competing, a relatively large number of people competing for a relatively few jobs, and we have a state policy that really is not interested in movement up into the middle class. It's got green obsessions. It's worried about diversity, but it's really not interested in turning the current generation of immigrants into middle class homeowning Californians.
And the concept of America itself is optional, and that's a real, real profound change. The book is The New Class Conflict. Joel Kotkin is the author, Urban Studies Professor Chapman Yu. Thanks so much, Joel. We always appreciate you coming on with us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
All right.